Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of our Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1610, first written May 25th, 2016. Luke 12 and verse 13. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." Family problems. Family problems can be one of the greatest causes of heartache, stress, and sleepless nights. I know so many people who are experiencing great turmoil in their families. There seems to be no getting away from the problems. They bother you at work. You're interrupted with phone calls about family matters. You go home and it's immediately before you. At night, you can't rest because your mind is filled with what should I do? It doesn't make your situation any easier, but our passage reminds us that family problems are nothing new. All the way back to Cain and Abel, we find families in the Bible that were in turmoil. In our passage today, Jesus was teaching the multitudes some very important topics, such as his role in deity and blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. "Confess me before men" is something Jesus had just said. And then comes a shout from the audience, our verse, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." Jesus had not been talking about money, sharing, families, or inheritance. This man's request had nothing to do with what Jesus was talking about. So typical, he probably didn't hear a thing Jesus had just said. He was only thinking about himself. Several things to note here. First, there's no indication that the man's brother was in the audience. Jesus was getting one side of the story. Jesus was being pulled into something that may not have been fair and right to start with. Maybe the brother followed the law and this man got what the law required. Maybe this man wanted more than his share. We have a way of twisting stories sometimes to our favor. Secondly, this man was anticipating Jesus siding with him and being able to confront his brother with the news that the teacher said to give me more inheritance. His brother may not have even known who Jesus was. Obviously, the brother was not listening to this man. Maybe now, with Jesus on his side, he will. He was using Jesus to his advantage. Thirdly, this man took a private family squabble and made it public. The text reads, "Someone in the crowd said to him." We don't get the impression that he talked to Jesus privately. Now, everyone knew this man's family problem. Did he do this to win support of the crowd? Was he so steamed with his brother that he didn't care what others thought? It seems that some things ought to remain private. Fourth, this man's share of the inheritance seemed to be more of importance to him than the subject of forgiveness, which Jesus was talking about. Did this man have a love of money? Fifth, now that this man let everyone around him know about his brother not sharing the inheritance, the relationship between this man and his brother was further strained. People knew each other in those small villages. Word gets around. People talk. This was certainly going to make matters worse. Sixth, this man indicated that he wanted his share of the inheritance so he could give to Jesus. That was never said. That would have been a nice thought, but it doesn't happen here. He wanted it for himself. He needed Jesus to accomplish that deed. Seventh, some only want Jesus and his people or the church or the Bible so they can get what they want. They're looking for happiness. They're looking for a solution to deal with their teenagers. Some are wanting a pat on the back. Some are wanting approval and acceptance. Using Jesus to get what I want isn't a very good idea. Finally, Jesus turned this man's request into a short lesson about greed. Jesus wasn't the one to solve this issue. Jesus was not about to let his mission to get sidetracked into solving personal issues people had with one another. The line would have been long with other complaints to solve if Jesus had granted this man's request. Disputes about property lines, family disagreements about who's to take care of mom, fussing and arguing about stuff and things that in a decade wouldn't really matter. Jesus wouldn't go there. That's not why he came to earth. We can miss the whole point of Jesus by being so stressed with family troubles. This man lost his focus. He came to Jesus, but he left none the better. Our family troubles can take our eyes off the Lord. They can fill our hearts with such turmoil and grief that we forget who we are. I had read a great story recently about the reformer Martin Luther. He was known to have bouts of depression. In one of his dark moods, he came home and his wife was wearing all black. It was something that someone would wear if there was a mourning. Luther asked, "Who died?" His wife said, "God did." He fired back, God isn't dead. His insightful wife said, then why are you acting like he has? The point being, why are you not praying? Why are you not casting all your anxiety upon him as the verse teaches? Why are you carrying these burdens alone? Why do you not seek heaven's help? Why are you so gloomy and dark? If God remains on a throne, act that way. That is something we must see concerning our family problems. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget what God is expecting of you. Don't let others keep you from the Lord. Continue to be strong and spiritual. Continue to be an influence for good within your family. Pray. Follow scriptures. None of those things change, even if our brother doesn't share the family inheritance. Many family problems are the result of people not living as they ought to. Some of these are nothing more than relationship problems. Unable to let go of the past. Unable to forgive. Unable to apologize. Unwilling to be kind, compassionate, and thoughtful. Unwilling to include God in their lives. Unwilling to forgive themselves. Spiritual issues spill over into relationship issues. Some don't carry their load. Some don't want to. Some need a swift kick in the pants. But that still wouldn't bring lasting results. You talk to them. You point things out to them. You show. You try to help them. And nothing changes. It frustrates you. It angers you. Dysfunction runs deep in families. Troubled parents, siblings that don't like each other, crazy cousins, mental issues, relationship issues, spiritual issues, and we all want to do is tell Jesus to tell my brother. The man in our story really missed it by thinking that he could say to Jesus, tell my brother. No one tells Jesus what to do. Have we forgotten who God is? We can ask Jesus, but we cannot demand, command, and expect Jesus to do what we say. Family feud is more than a game show on TV. It's everyday reality for too many homes. Do what you can. Never give up. Set the tone and the temperature to keep attitudes from becoming too hot. Breathe deeply. Say a prayer. Jump in and influence the best you can. Someone said that if family life was so easy, the whole process wouldn't have started with a word we say, labor. It is labor. You fight for those you love because you care so much about them. You may be their only connection to what is right and to the Lord. Hang in there. Don't quit. Don't lose your cool. And certainly don't lose your focus. Thank you so much for listening today.